Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Truly in a spiritual warfare. The word of God told us that these things would happen. All the things that we are seeing and hearing about around the world on the news and every day are all around us. The word of God told us, don't be alarmed. These things was going to happen. We are in a spiritual warfare right now. You are now once again tuned in to, are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be coming forth on tonight sharing part two of his message titled, I've Been Set Free. He will be doing part two on tonight. So as usual, get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready. If you have not, don't already have them prepared, get your Bibles, your pens and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King. We are getting ready to go to God in prayer as we always do. I'm asking our listeners to touch and agree with me in prayer as we ask God to comfort and strengthen the families of the late Pastor Dr. Charles Stanley, worldwide minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of In Touch Ministries. We want to keep his family and church family in your prayers as we realize and know that he made his heavenly transition on early part of this week. We also want to keep in prayer the family of Sister Eleanor James. She was a member of the St. James Baptist Church. Her homegoing service will be taking place on next Friday, the 28th of April, at the historic St. James on Evergreen. Eleanor James was a faithful choir member at the St. James Baptist Church. So we're going to keep her family in your prayers. We want to keep in prayer the families of all those soldiers over in Ukraine and all those families that have lost loved ones during this unprovoked war. That's been brought on by President Putin, even some of the Russian people that have been mistakenly killed because of his actions. We want to keep all those families in prayer, whether we know them or not, keep them lifted up in prayer that God will comfort and strengthen them as only he can in the name of Jesus. We also thank God for allowing our sister, Tara Doss, who is on the line tonight, a faithful member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. She had to go to the hospital, and thank God she is doing a lot better. She's home now. But we just thank God. We are claiming total healing and restoration for her right now in the name of Jesus. We are continuing to lift up Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. Essie Tipp from Greensboro, North Carolina. We're keeping her lifted up in prayer. And all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Why we serve a God that we don't have to send him anywhere? Because we know that he's everywhere at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We, your children, are coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. None of us deserve it. We're not worthy of your grace or your mercy, but we thank you for your great mercy and your sufficient grace in the name of Jesus. We come now asking, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word. Your word lets us know that even though we're saved, we still come short of your glory. So that's why we thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Thank you that he died and he paid our sin debt on the cross, that we can be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will move by your Spirit over this worldwide platform on tonight. Use your man of God, Pastor Norman King, as you always do on tonight, as he gets ready to deliver another word from you through your Holy Spirit. Use him for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are in total control at all times. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We lift up all those, Heavenly Father, in Jerusalem and in Israel. Your word lets us know that we ought to pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. So that's what we're doing on tonight. As brothers and sisters of them, we come to you, lifting them up right now in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Lord, we pray and that you would move by your Spirit. Should there be any listeners on the line? Should there be any listeners that's listening in through social media platforms around the world? Those that are incarcerated behind prison bars that are hearing this ministry platform, if there's anyone that's not saved in the name of Jesus on tonight, it's our prayer and our hope and desire that something will be said through your word, through your man of God on tonight, that will prick their hearts, that they will receive your word, they will hear your word and receive it, and they will open their mouth. And that's what must they do to be saved in the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Lord, we pray for all those that faithfully listen in to this ministry platform. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. I pray and lift up our pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family, and all faithful members of in the body of Christ that are doing your will and fulfilling their God purpose in the earth is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, tonight's scripture food for thought. Oh, by the way, we want to keep Sister Gwen Walker lifted up in prayer. She's a faithful listener. She will not be on the line tonight because they are preparing for another homegoing service that will be taking place at the historic St. James on tomorrow after the morning service. They will be having a homegoing service at the historical St. James on tomorrow. And then they're also preparing for the homegoing service of Sister Eleanor James on next Friday. So we want to keep our Sister Gwen Walker in prayer. She's a faithful member of the body of Christ. So keep her lifted up in prayer that the Lord will continue to strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, it's come to us in another form of a question on tonight. What would happen if God treated us like we sometimes treat him? That's powerful. It's something really to consider for each one of us. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, a form of a question. What would happen if God treated us like we sometimes treat him? I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. That being said, I'm going to ask Sister Mary Ann King, I see that you are on the line. Is there any way you can try to reach out to Pastor Norman King and ask him to go ahead and dial into the show We are standing by. We are waiting for him to dial in before we move forward. So could you please, and if you have to dial back into the show, please call Pastor Norman King and ask him to dial into the show now. And we will go ahead and do a music break song until he comes on the air. While we're waiting for him and while the music break song is being played, I pray that you get your Bibles. If you don't already have your Bibles or pens and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm going to do on tonight, I'll be going to do this one here because God deserves our total praise. Enjoy. let's keep Pastor Norman King in prayer. We know that the enemy sometimes get busy, especially when you're trying to do the work of the Lord. I see that he have not dialed in yet, so I'm going to try to reach out to him real quick. So for you all that have dialed in by phone, for you all that are listening in through social media platforms, please do not hang up. Please do not go off the line. I'm going to try to reach out to Pastor Norman King myself, and I will be right back. Thank you for your patience. Okay, praise the Lord, listeners. I'm back on the line right now. I am back. I'm still waiting for Pastor Norman King to dial in. Let's pray and hope that all is well with him, because he's normally not this late. And but like I said, we do know that the enemy is always busy. He don't like it when God's people are on one accord and when we're trying to do the work that the Lord has called us to do, that we can be on one accord, that God will get the glory through our lives individually and then as a corporate body of believers. So what I'm going to do in the meantime, while we're waiting on Pastor Norman King to dial in, we're going to go through, I hope, again, you still need your Bibles, your pens and paper ready. I am going to try to stand in the gap until he dials in. Again, we're going to be still praying while we're waiting on him to dial into this platform on tonight. We are still going to go forth with God's word until he dial in. So if you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse number 6. Again, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. We're talking about faith. Do you have any? You know, God's word said that he gave every man a measure of faith, a grain of the size of a mustard seed. So if you have faith, what are you doing with your faith? Because in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it tells us plain and clear in God's word, it says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. I don't care how you try to please man. If you are trying to be a man pleaser, if you're trying to please the world, that's not giving God glory. We have to put our faith and our trust in God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. So that's why he says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must be doing everything within our power through the Holy Spirit, through God's word, to be pleasing to God through our faith. Because he says also, without faith, work is dead. So we need to remember that there are many scriptures that refer to that powerful word, faith. The word of God lets us know that without faith, it is impossible to please him. I have heard many people quote, and I'm sure you may have too, that they will say faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is true. But what they fail to leave out is that very first word. It says now. Not tomorrow, but right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's a very serious, coarse, and vital, important word that was left out of the beginning of this particular scripture. Why? I don't understand that. But it says important part of that, and faith is the important part, but now, we got to remember that right now. See, our Heavenly Father, he's a right now God. The word now means also means immediately, instantly, in the present tense, not tomorrow, but right now. See, we must remember that God's timing is always right. Therefore, when we see God fit and whenever he blesses us, we got to remember that when we see God fit and whenever he blesses us, it would be our now moment. It would be your now moment, my now moment. Again, our timing is not God's timing. And believe me, he knows just when to bless us as his children, because he's not like man. He's sitting high looking low. He's looking at our hearts. He's looking at our intents, our motives behind what we're doing for the upbuilding of his kingdom. He knows if we're doing it to please men, or we're doing it just to get attention, to get our name put in the spotlights. That we serve a faithful God. We serve a God. He sits high and he looks low, and he knows our hearts. See, he knows the end from the beginning. and when he should grant us our desires of our hearts. Because sometimes when we pray and ask God for something, sometimes we may think we're ready, but he knows if we're ready, truly ready to receive it or not. Because when he knows that we're ready to receive it, we're going to be a blessing to the kingdom of God with it. Not only the kingdom of God, but we're going to be a blessing to others with whatever God blesses us with. When we truly seek God in prayer and desire something from God, he wants to know our motives before he gives it to us. And if our motives and attitudes and intentions are not right, yes, he may give it to you, he may give it to me, but he wants to make sure that we are in the right frame of mind, we are ready to receive it so that we can be a blessing with it when we do receive it. So when we do receive our request from God, it is still in the now tense, no matter how long it takes. Hold on to God's promises that by faith, again, that go that word, that by faith you shall receive. His word says, if you believe and do not doubt. Don't doubt. Don't give up hope. But in other words, trust God and take him at his word. Faith is an action word. Not only is faith an action word, but love is also an action word. It took faith and love for Jesus to do what he did on the cross for mankind, to be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father. It took faith and love on the part of Jesus when he was here in the flesh to pay our sin debt on the cross. He didn't just come down and just do that. It took faith and trust in God that he would be resurrected from the dead once he gave up his life and shed his blood on the cross for you and for me to pay our sin debt, that God would raise him up again from the dead. And guess what? That's exactly what God did. So just like Jesus had to have faith in God, even though he's the triune, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are one, but yet at the time they were still three in one. That's why Jesus had to come down in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby, to pay our sin debt on the cross with his precious, sinless blood on the cross. So he had to trust God. That's why he said at the end when he prayed that sincere prayer, and he thought about it in the flesh. He really didn't want to go through with it, but he told God that he would come down and pay our sin debt on the cross. But then he said at the end, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So that took faith as well to fulfill his promise to God that he would pay mankind's sin debt on the cross. That took faith. And Jesus is our prime example. He's our perfect example of what it means and what faith looks like. So that means if we as followers of Jesus Christ, we who are in the body of Jesus Christ, being doers of God's word, we have to follow Jesus' example. We are followers of Jesus Christ. So that means we too, we must have faith. And we must stand on our faith. We must depend on our faith and our trust in God. See, again, when we do that, when we do our part and believe in our heart that we will receive from God what we ask him for, then and only then will God start moving on our behalf, because he sees and knows that we are sincere about what we are praying for. Because believe it or not, there are some people that do pray, but they're not honest in their prayers. They're not sincere about it. They are taking God for granted. They're taking God like he might be a magician, and like he's supposed to do some kind of magic acts on their behalf. But that's not how God works. That's not who he is. He's a spirit. And he said that those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's why it takes faith to trust God. It takes faith to believe God. It takes faith to hold on to God's unchanging hands until he gives us our heart's desire and our prayers. So in the meantime, we must be hoping. Not only must we be hoping and praying, we must be hoping and praying and holding on to our faith. Those words are out of order if we continue to act, you know, if we don't hold on to the faith that we possess, that we said we have in Christ Jesus. All those words, our faith, you know, our hope and our praying is in vain if we don't hold on to our faith that's in God. We must be continuously praying and believing. Another way of putting it, faith is not just hoping or wishing that God can. It is knowing that God will. So you, my sister, you, my brother, we must step out on faith. We must trust God, and we must take God at his word. In the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Again, Romans chapter 10, verse number 17 lets you and I know, and it reminds us as Christians, as sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, as followers of Jesus Christ, it says to us on tonight, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." In the book of Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. Again, Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. Jesus is talking here. And he says, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his," I'm paraphrasing, "in his or her heart," and it does come about all believers in Jesus Christ, don't doubt in your heart, "but ye shall believe that those things which you said shall come to pass." Those things that you ask God for in your prayers shall come to pass. "He shall have," he or she, I'm paraphrasing again, "he or she shall have whatsoever he or she says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." What a promise. It all goes back to our faith. Now we look at Romans, back at Romans, again in chapter 10. We're going to go back to Romans chapter 10, but we're going to go up a few verses. We're going to go up to, we dealt with chapter 10, verse 17 first. Now we're going to go back to Romans chapter 10. We're going to look at verses 14 through 16, which says to you and me on tonight, "How then shall they call on him whom they have never believed, or whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except that they be sent?" Talk about the preacher, the man or woman of God. How can you hear the word of God without the preacher? Yet we can have our own Bible and read and study God's word, but we need a pastor or shepherd that we can sit up under and be fed God's word as God lead and guide his people, his men and women that he has anointed and appointed for such a time as this, that are standing on his word and teaching his word and preaching his word to the believers in Jesus Christ. So that's why he says that, "And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach?" That's about the preacher. How can they preach except they be sent by God, not themselves? "It is written, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elijah said, Lord, who have believed our report?" Well, I see Pastor Norman King has bowed in. I'm going to get ready to turn this mic over to Pastor Norman King. I pray that you all was blessed by what I shared with you all from the word faith, what that means to stand on faith, and what God looks for in his saints as believers in Jesus Christ, what it means for us as followers of Jesus Christ to have faith. Just like Jesus Christ, he had the faith. He had to have faith in God when he came down from glory to pay our sin debt on the cross. He had to have faith in God to believe that God was going to raise him up from the dead, just like he said he would, and he did. So right now, we are ready to receive Pastor Norman King. Again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to receive Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King, I don't know if you're going to play a song or if you want to go directly into God's word. I'm going to yield the mic to you at this time.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I sure appreciate it. Appreciate everything that you've done. I just, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
All right. To God be the glory. I was just fell asleep. To God be the glory, though. I thank God for now being available to do what God has gave me opportunity to do, and that's to bring forth His word. For I know last time I was here, last Saturday, we did a part one. Amen.
And that's right.
Come back tonight to do a part two and dealing with the truth, you know. And it was the Galatians 5:13, for brethren, you have been called to liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love and serving one another. 14 says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And 15 says, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we so humbly grateful for thy presence for this night that we have. It's been assigned and it's been set by your design for us to share in your word. We thank you from whom all blessings flow. We thank Brother James for being faithful to his assignment and doing all the things on the scene, behind the scene, to make sure that we have a platform, an opportunity to bring glory to God. We thank you. We love you. Pray for all those that's going through bereavement, those who are sick and shut in, and those who are here to hear your word. We pray deliverance upon each and every one on the sound of my voice. We ask thee best tonight, and that I may decrease, that you may increase. And we ask thee in Jesus' name pray, amen, amen, and amen. And just dealing with that, you know, being set free, amen. And we know that we are set free in, because Jesus rose, amen, with all power.
Yep.
And I got a couple more things to talk about dealing with the truth. Now, what is the truth? The truth is Jesus. Amen. And if we look in John 8:32, it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. And I want to just say a little bit about the truth tonight. Amen. Then again, and what is the truth? The truth is Jesus. And that's my focus tonight, is just to talk about the truth. Amen. But you should know the truth. In other words, you should know Jesus. Amen. And knowing Jesus, it will make you what? Free. Amen.
Free
man
indeed.
Is enslaved by sin and all the consequences of it. And he cannot keep from sinning. Therefore, he bears the consequences of sin, guilt and shame, hurt and pain. Amen. Man need to be freed from sin. Amen. Set loose and delivered from its enslaved tentacles. Amen. He can be freed, but his freedom from sin is conditional. In other words, the conditions are believing and abiding. Amen. And the results of that is he would know the truth and he was set free. So we would know Jesus. Amen. But God so loved the world. Amen. Who shall believe him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. So as I said earlier, tonight, you know, being set free, amen, and it's knowing Jesus, amen, but denying yourself, acknowledge your sin, and acknowledging Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. So if you look at tonight where it says, just bear with me, amen, thank you, Lord, free, the truth will set you free. But with that being said, we want to graduate from the truth will, the truth has. Amen. In other words, it may be a beginning that the truth will set you free, knowing, like you say, preparatory, but then once we have come to knowledge that we have been set free, amen, we already is free because Jesus rose on that third day. Amen. So, in other words, the finished work of Jesus Christ, amen, operate not what he's going to do, but what he's already done, amen. And we thank God, amen, for that and the coming to the knowledge of the truth, amen. So the truth will set you free, and I'm free, amen. I'm free because of Jesus, amen. So the first result in that is that a true believer will know the truth. Amen. So once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, and once you, now that's the beginning, amen. Then get back to what I started last week and then reemphasize tonight. It says that because Jesus rose, we've been set free. In other words, now we see that we can have that power, amen, not earthly power, but that kingdom power within us because of knowing that the truth, which is Jesus, amen, that we've been set free by the truth, which is Jesus Christ, amen. So what I'm saying tonight, amen, I'm saying that Jesus said in John 7:16, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man would do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. It's all these illustrations Jesus was doing to try to illustrate to us initially, amen, of who we are, whom we are, and what we can do if we just simply obey. Amen. God's word is said to be the truth. Amen. And Jesus himself claimed to be the truth. Tell your witness. Amen. So John 14:6 says that, amen, that is to distinguish between the two, God's word is sometimes said to be the written truth. And Jesus Christ is sometimes said to be the living truth. Amen. So the truth sets man free from the shadow of doubt and despair. I'm talking about us graduating tonight. Amen. Not just simply just knowing that he will set us free, but knowing that we already have been what?
Set free.
Amen. So as we grow and as we learn on a continual basis, and as we see the things happening in the world, amen, we ought to thank Jesus, amen. Yes, sometimes we can say that around people, and they can look at you and like, why you say that? Or what you thinking about, amen? It's because we already been, the revelation has already been given, amen. And these things we see happen right now is just fulfilled prophecy that's already been fulfilled because the truth has set you and me free. And man no longer has to grasp or grope about to know the truth, whether it be the truth of God or of his own world, talking about our world. Jesus Christ has revealed the truth, the nature and the meaning and the destiny, what, of all things. Amen. John 1:9 says that was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. And the world was made flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. And 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So I mentioned that we are free. We are free. We no longer bound. Amen. And we ought to thank God for that, amen, that Jesus rose and that now has set us free, amen. So in other words, I can't overemphasize the fact of the matter is that going back to the day that Jesus rose, amen, and he rose with all power, a lot of things that was bound until that point, but I'm no longer bound no more because God's loved me and you so much that the truth sets me free from the bondage of sin. Amen. I just said, I'm reemphasizing, amen, that we've been set free and because of Jesus Christ. Amen. In other words, we have liberty. We have freedom. Amen. We got the ability. Look what the word says. Greater is he who is in you than is he is that's of the world. Amen. For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And I hope and pray that's you tonight, that you acknowledge that, amen, that to as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. I'm reemphasizing, y'all, and even to them that believe on his name. So we're being free. We're no longer in captivity anymore. But I see another law in my memory, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's Romans 7:23-25. I know I quoted that at the end, but I'm just trying to stay focused, amen, as I continue to share the good news about the truth and that we are free. We're no longer bound, amen. The truth, who's the truth? The truth is Jesus. And that's one thing I want to get home tonight, that we, when we see the word or hear the word truth, we know that we're talking about Jesus. The truth sets men free. Jesus set men free. Here we go again. He set men free from the bondage of death. Amen. Here we go again. Man no longer has to be subjected to the fear of death because of who? Jesus Christ, by his death and resurrection, has now conquered death. Amen. In his death and resurrection, man now has the most glorious of hopes. Amen. What's our glorious of hope? Is that we can live now eternally. Amen. And that's one thing I want to give somebody some hope tonight, some blessed hope, that because Jesus died, because he rose, that now we've been set free. We have liberty to worship him, to praise him in the beauty of holiness, amen. And I thank God for what Jesus did for me, and how we show him how we really appreciate is by believing, living, sharing, loving on people. Like we were talking about that verse last week. Let me bring last week back up, that Galatians 5:13, where it says, okay, verse 13 says, for brethren, you have not been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. So there's a danger whenever we handle God's business, we think is in the spirit, but it's in the flesh, amen. But remember, we got to share the love of God toward one another, and love is serving others, amen. Love is not offending, but is caring for one's neighbor. Amen. Love is not biting and devouring one another, because we are being set free. And we want to illustrate, exemplify the truth. Amen. The truth, who is Jesus. The truth. Jesus set men free from bondage of judgment and hell. There's so much that Jesus did for us, y'all. Amen. And the darkness of this unknown future and the apprehension of the impending judgment constantly faces man. Amen. At best, man can only hope for alienation, and he shudders at the thought. At worst, he can expect torture by the gods that be. Come on, I'm saying, but he trembles at the possibility. But Jesus Christ, I'm talking about Jesus, in regardless of what we see in the natural, God wants to see in the spirit, and he has revealed these things unto us, amen. But he wants us to acknowledge and walk in these finished works in our mind and understanding that the freedom that we have. But Jesus Christ has what? Revealed the truth, because what? He is the truth. He himself has borne the judgments and the punishment of judgment for who? For man. I'm going to reemphasize one of the very familiar verses, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And there was a time that we was in a certain stage, but we thank God for the liberty, amen, and for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. I'm going to say again, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And that's Romans 5 and 6, amen, and also verses 8 through 9, amen. Now, for Christ also once suffered for our sins, and we know that, amen. And we thank God that he loved us so much that Christ becomes sin for us, the just,
oh, yeah.
Amen, for the unjust, amen, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened, come on somebody, by the Spirit. That's 1 Peter 3 and 18. The truth. Back to the truth. Excuse me. Back to the truth. Amen. The truth is Jesus, eh, right? So Jesus set men free to be saved to the uttermost. In other words, the truth. Jesus Christ, amen, he has set us free to the uttermost. Yeah. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about existence, love, joy, peace, satisfaction, pleasure, and hope. Nothing has to be incomplete, come on somebody, any longer,
mm-hmm.
because we have been set free, because he rose, amen. So in other words,
yeah.
we may, and I want someone to hear what I'm saying tonight and be delivered and be set free, because don't wait for something to happen that's already happened, because Jesus rose, amen. Jesus has rose, and because he rose, amen, we have been set free. Nothing, I'm going to reemphasize, nothing has to be incomplete any longer. No good thing ever again has to be denied. Amen. Come on. Mm. Why? Because Jesus Christ, the truth,
yeah.
is able to save man to the uttermost, completely, perfectly, finally, and eternally. What I'm trying to say, y'all, I'm trying to say that all a person has to do is to come to Christ for salvation. Amen. That's all.
That's right.
It's just that simple.
That's right.
Amen. For Christ lives forever to intercede for every man. Now, with that being said, that reminded me of Dr. Charles Stanley. We know that
yeah.
God had taken him home. Amen. And I posted something on Facebook saying that the person who God used to bring me into the fold was a person like Charles Stanley, that he made the
That's
word
right.
of God so simple.
Right.
Amen. And he was known by all ethnic groups, amen, because he made
That's
the
right.
word so simple. And when I look at this tonight, amen, and I think about what I just read, it reminds me of Charles Stanley, all a person, and he made it so simple, amen. He's not the only one, but let's give honor mm-hmm. tonight, amen, in our memory of Dr. Charles Stanley. All a person has
That's
to
right.
do is to come to Christ for salvation, for Christ lives forever, for third time, to intercede for what? Every man. Amen. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he never lived to make intercession, that he ever lived to make intercession for him. That's Hebrews 7:25. I'm talking tonight about the truth. I'm talking about tonight about the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's in Galatians 5:22-23. I'm just trying to say tonight that we are so humbly grateful for the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, in John 8:36, it says, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be what? Free indeed.
Free.
So we're talking tonight
yeah.
about Jesus, the Son, the Christ. In other words, not only can he set you free, he wants you to understand that you're already being set free. Come on, somebody.
Already,
I just want to reemphasize that we already been set free. Amen. We already been set free. So the truth not only has it will, it has. I want someone to understand that don't operate as if he's not come. Don't operate as if he's not rose. Amen. And understand that we have been set free. In other words, we have liberty. Amen. We have freedom. Amen. And God wants you to give him all of the glory. We want to say thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you and we praise you. And we give you all honor and all praise tonight. And I hope that something has been said that's been a blessing to someone. And God is saying tonight that one thing about him, I'm talking about God now, right, is that he will meet you wherever you are. Amen. He will meet you where you're at. Amen. And don't worry about trying to figure something out. Amen. Because if you are genuine, about your walk with God and you love him, as you say wholeheartedly, don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about what you're not doing. Just do that 180-degree turn, amen. This tonight, if you never accept Jesus Christ tonight, this is your opportunity to accept him tonight, amen. And that's all I'm saying tonight, amen. Is that if you have never accepted him, this is your time. If you have been backslid, what he's saying tonight is just now turn it all around, amen. Turn around right now, because we thank God for what he has provided by way of Brother James tonight, amen. And not just tonight, but he continued to be faithful to his assignment, and that's making sure that we have the opportunity to give God the praise. I got a song I'm going to play a little bit tonight before I turn it back over to Brother James. Amen.
Amen.
Just like that. Amen. I won't cut this short. I know our time is short, but I want you to understand, it's like Marvin Winer said in that song, that he did it just like that. We've been set free. Turn on you, Brother James.
Lord have mercy. I love that. I only heard that little bit of it. I like that. Oh, my God. He did it just like that. Ooh, just that plain and simple. He did it just like that for you and for me. Thank God for the word on tonight. Thank you, Pastor Norman King. And like I was telling the listeners on tonight before you came on the air, we know that the enemy, that's why he tried to hold you back. He tried to make you stay asleep. He didn't want you to get this word out. He wanted you to go ahead and sleep all the way through the broadcast. But somehow, some way, God still had it fixed that he still got the word out through you, and God is still being glorified. So the devil, God is being glorified, and the devil is being more horrified. That's what I say on tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Norman King. Well, right now, I received that word on tonight. I've been set free, and free indeed. Thank God for the word on tonight. The phone lines are open for those of you that have dialed in, and thank you for being patient and holding on and waiting until Pastor Norman King came on to finish with part two of I've Been Set Free, and you have been set free through Jesus Christ. The phone lines are open. Anyone have words of encouragement for Pastor Norman King? The lines are open. Praise the Lord. Anyone?
Yes, I received the word tonight on both parts, on your part, James, and on Pastor King's part. We've been set free.
Yes, Lord, thank God for Jesus. Yes, because of Jesus, we've been set free. Thank you, Sister Mary Ann King.
Amen.
Is Aunt Effie on the line with you?
She's supposed to be.
Aunt Effie, are you there? But if not, she can always go back to the website and put it up and listen to it and be blessed by it on tonight. And let her know that we're still praying for her, Mary Ann. Let her know that we're still praying for her. Anyone else, the phone lines are still open. If you have received this word on tonight, the phone lines are still open. We have a few minutes. Anyone?
I received this word on tonight. I thank God for it. It's an on-time word, and God always brings his word on time. And I thank God for you, brother Brown, for being faithful, even when it seems like the enemy was winning, but we beat him at his own game. And we thank God for Pastor Norman King stepping in, fulfilling the word that God has given him on the inside. You all keep on doing what you're doing for the Lord. This year is not even half ended yet, but before this year ends, watch what God do in your life. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears tentative to what God is about to do.
Amen. I received that. I know Pastor Norman King received that.
Sister, hey, I appreciate her. I appreciate her. I had something happen this week, and I thought about this dear sister right there. I thought about those encouraging words that you always give. You know, when I had little something happen a couple of days ago, I thought about that, and that just gave me peace and it lifted my spirit up even in the midst of that moment. Thank you, sister.
God bless you. God bless you.
That's how the Lord works. That's Sister Cheryl Dawson, one of our faithful members of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am also a member. And now Donetta and Roger Burney are both members there as well. I want to give this spiritual food for thought on tonight once again, because and it kind of lines up with the spiritual food for last Thursday night. Last Thursday night spiritual food was, what will God say to you on Judgment Day? That's a question. That was last week, last Thursday night spiritual food for thought. What will God say to you on Judgment Day? But tonight's spiritual food for thought came to us in the form of a question. What would happen if God treated us like we sometimes treat him? Now, that's powerful. That's something to think about. Now, really think about that. What would happen if God treated us like we sometimes treat him? Thank you again, Pastor Norman King, for coming forth, sharing the word of God, that part two of this powerful message on tonight, We've Been Set Free. Thank you so much. God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise once again for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy of our praise. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your man of God that you used on tonight, Pastor Norman King. Continue to bless him and use him for your glory. We continue to lift up the family of our brother in Christ, Pastor Dr. Charles Stanley, and the Untouched Ministry family. We also continue to lift up the family of Sister Eleanor James, whose homegrown service will be held on next Friday at the historic St. James Baptist Church on Evergreen in Detroit, Michigan. We thank you for her life. We know that their labor was not in vain if you're glorified through their lives. So bless them, their memories and their spirits is our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray now, Lord, that you will move by the Spirit on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name, everywhere your word is going to be taught and preached on tomorrow around the world, move by your Spirit, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, that you get the glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Remember, as I always say, remember to always encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions. And that way we know that God will get the glory. Until next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.